Etsy is an online marketplace offering handmade antique and vintage goods by individual sellers. Since its inception a decade ago, the firm has built a solid base of about 1.5 million active sellers and close to 20 million buyers. Its revenue has grown steadily, reaching more than $195 million last year. As of December, the Etsy app has been downloaded 22 million times.
Well, it is a leading operator, online operator, of handmade and vintage goods, including jewelry, furniture, clothing. No other company has been able to create this kind of community, and it's a very loyal community, mostly women. And in the prospectus, they'll tell you that about half of the buyers and sellers in 2011 were buyers and sellers in 2014.
Still, Etsy's initial stock market success surprised everyone. Its shares opened at $31 on April 16, the day the company made its NASDAQ debut, and climbed above $35 during the day, more than double the firm's initial public offering price of $16. Called the largest IPO ever for a venture-backed New York-based startup, Etsy sold more than 13 million shares, raising $267 million on the day it went public.
The company has really increased its spending on marketing, figuring that it has such a loyal client base, it's worth paying more to keep attracting clients. The growth rate is pretty good, over 50% at the end of the year, and it looks like they can get this 30% type of growth.
After the initial stock market hype, Etsy's stock prices went down, sparking predictions that it will be sold.
I think with Etsy coming out at a valuation in the low billions, it could make it ripe for picking by a bigger company like eBay or Amazon.
But as of Tuesday, the company's stock has recorded a slight increase, ending at $25 per share. Market analysts say it is not yet clear what Etsy's future will be.
That is going to depend on how management treats its new investors and delivers the kinds of expectations that investors are expecting.
Founded in 2005, Etsy has grown from a website selling just wooden objects to an online community of crafters offering unique goods that cannot be mass-produced or resold. Its supporters view it as an antidote to global mass production and consumption pushed by big corporations. Veering from that path could turn off the company's loyal base. But Etsy has announced plans to grow globally and expand its base of buyers and sellers of one-of-a-kind items. Slati Sahok, VOA News, Washington.